Bonjour, I'm Daryl Northbird, and welcome to the Ojibwe Way of Life Show. We're going to be taking you through 52 weeks of different subjects regarding the Ojibwe people. We're going to be talking about their lives, food, social habits, language, amongst other things. The Ojibwes are 100,000 strong here in the United States, roughly 75,000 more in Canada. We are the third largest tribe in the United States, Cherokees and Navajos being the first. So welcome, put your ears on, and we're going to be going through some good things here. So stay tuned, and thank you for joining us. I'm Daryl Northbird, and this is the Ojibwe Way of Life, Miigwech. Welcome back to the Ojibwe Way of Life. Here we are again, walking both worlds. By both worlds, I mean mainstream and, of course, the Ojibwe way of life. And it's kind of a fine, double-edged sword kind of life. We can either go retreat into our way and live that way. And permanently, I don't think so. We are here flicking on light switches, driving cars, on computers, those types of things, and of course radio. And then there's the old way. And what is the old way? I think it's just, you know, a lot of ancient skills that we lost, and trying to bring those forward and trying to bring them with us. It's kind of like that old saying, you know, if you don't know where you come from, you don't know where you're going. And where we come from is not teepees, not Ojibwes anyway, but wigwam, and using those thriving skills. Once again, I don't believe in survival skills, I believe in thriving skills, because those were a part of us in the natural world, in the natural way. Much like a wolf is a wolf because of his environment and where he's at. And, you know, here we are trying to discover ourselves again as we're going into a new way of life. We're coming out of that way. And it wasn't that long ago. It was very recent. And, of course, we're trying to take our old ways and bring them forward and take them with us into the future. That is a great thing. I see it happening all over Ojibwe country, from our language, especially our language. I see the young ones really picking it up, and I see the ones that can still teach it or still want to teach it. I see them speaking it to our younger ones and really emphasizing, you know, that we keep that language and we keep it alive and we keep it going. So that's a good thing. Sweat lodges, I really see a lot of those, and I also see a lot of people leaning towards those. And that's a reborn type thing, you know, you're reborn. So kind of like a fresh start. And that's good. They're able to bring that skill with them. I see people learning how to make fire, wigwams, talking circles, which are sometimes they're set within the ribs of a lodge, longhouse. And I see drums coming back, singing, dancing. It's a lot different than when I first started, of course, which was a long time ago. I'm just going to say that. And nowadays I see it taken to the stage, not just at the powwow arenas, but also onto the stage. I've seen orchestras out there, and then they bring somebody in to come and sing. And so that's being done. And there's many other things that have gone on with the crossing on over. I've even seen them singing two steps with guitars, drums. I seen that when I was younger, and that was really nice. I did like the melodies, and they come on in and sing two-step songs with English versions, of course, and crossed on over. And I still see them ladies today. I don't know if they're doing much of it, but I do see them, and they're carrying that way of life on, crossing on over. Computers. I see a lot of people researching a lot of things, and ancestors.com, those types of things, but really digging into their roots and finding things and bringing them forward. And not only that, their stories, their own personal stories, and how things came about, and kind of like a timeline type thing, you know. 1600 BC, 900 AD, 1492, 1493, 94, all of them years. But you can go back in time and pick things out, and as they were recorded, and get a good feel as to what had transpired, what had taken place, changing from birch bark to copper. You know, that was a major event. And once again, crossing on over, and we left a lot of things behind when we crossed on over to copper. It was more sturdy, more light, it held its shape, and didn't break, such as things like clay or birch bark. You know, we had to keep replacing those and repairing them. So, you know, a lot of these things are coming forward, and we're mixing them up and going through time. And time is really speeding up now. And we're really looking at other things that are coming forth, but still trying to save the earth. So here we are. We are at a time where we have to make some choices, you know, and those choices we'll talk about in our next program. I want to thank everybody for tuning on in and joining us today, and you have a great rest of the day, and we'll see you next time. Oh, miigwech. Miigwech for tuning on in. This is John Lartbear. This was the Ojibwe Way of Life. I hope you enjoyed our subject today, and we'll be back in next week. So stay tuned. Come on back. We'll see you again next week. Thank you. Meet you.